escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, top of the hour. There was a celebrity softball game last night with a lot going on. Apparently, I'm hearing that James Harrison went office linebacker on Crowley, although Crowley didn't look any worse for wear today. Limits may have had an uncomfortable interaction with Duck Hodges, etc. I want to hear all about that. However, first, man, I went over a lot of topics in the opening segment. Defending Jalen Hurts, defending O'Neal Cruz, although I don't think he needs defending today. That was more a topic of, could you enjoy it last night? Was it fun just to sit back and watch a pirate in the spotlight doing good? You know, limits. Is it possible to do that? I had no problems doing that.
Yeah, he put on the best home run derby performance, I think, of any pirate, really.
Remember when Jason Bay had zero home runs in the home run derby? He did a little better than that.
He did better than Kutch did. He did better than Pedro did. He did better than Josh Bell did.
The Pat McAfee phenomenon, which really baffles me. Again, not that I don't like him. It's just I'm baffled at how big this has become to the point where it feels like every event I tune into, pregame shows, all-star games, introductions, press conferences. Ubiquitous is the term I was looking for in my brain earlier. He is ubiquitous. He's everywhere. He's literally everywhere. How did he get this big? Do you have a theory on that, Limits? Let's deal with that before we get to the calls. How has this happened?
Well, he's got a very engaging personality. He's got a huge personality. He has the type of personality where you really don't know what he's going to say next. You don't know what he's going to do next. And whatever he does, it's fun. He's funny. He's entertaining. There are some things that I'm sure people can push back on that he's too over the top. And I would understand that.
So you're a McAfee guy for sure. A McAfee follower.
I like McAfee. I do. I was at his big night out because I thought it was going to be really entertaining and
was
fun.
It?
And it was. It was very unique. It was really cool, and I'm glad that I was a part of it. But I do understand people that might think that he's not the most professional, and maybe he brings down broadcasting a little bit because of that. I think McAfee is good in his own environment.
That's not the way I feel about him, not professional enough or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's very simple for me. Either I'm entertained by people or I'm not, and I guess we're all different that way. Either I think somebody's funny or I'm not. I tuned in to Ace Ventura. I didn't know who Jim Carrey was all those years ago and laughed my rear end off. I thought he was funny and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And talented and became a big fan. I don't really think McAfee's funny. I just don't. I guess a lot of people do, but I don't find him to be as entertaining as his paycheck and as his ubiquitous persona would reflect. I think he's a good dude, and he's definitely talented. I just don't understand how it got to be this big.
Yeah, and like I was saying, he's good in his own environment, which is hosting his show, or WWE, which is over the top.
Right.
I don't want him hosting this press conference.
Right. I'm not a WWE guy. No, I'm not a wrestling guy.
I'm not either, though.
I know a lot of people are, and I guess he appeals to that demographic.
College game day, you know, fans that are standing outside waiting at 6 a.m. to be able to stand there for a pregame show, a three-hour pregame show before college football. He's good for that type of crowd and that type of audience.
But a professional
press conference?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just he appeals to the wrestling crowd. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Well,
maybe somebody else can. 412.
He appeals to football.
He does what?
I think he appeals to football, too, obviously. And to college football, especially.
I guess.
I think he's done a good job of making a name for himself there, but do we really need him on the stage for Major League Baseball?
A name for himself. That's not being questioned here. The question is, do you find him especially entertaining? That's the question. And you and I have different opinions there. I can't help it. I watch somebody either think they're funny and fun and entertaining and all that, or I don't.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Let's hear for some callers on the 18 topics that are out there.
Well, let's do it.
The other one, of course, being the Ron Burkle, Mario Lemieux, Morehouse wanting to get the band back together here to the point where Gary Bettman has now been notified of this interest. Would FSG sell? What do we make of this? What do we think of this? Would it change everything if they came back? That type of thing. Go ahead, Limits. Tell us what the person wants to talk about.
Mark in the car will start us off on McAfee.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
I love the show. Pat McAfee, I always wasn't a big wrestling fan, but I watched it, and he makes a difference. He jumped in there with Guther and fought him. What I like about him, he's genuine. He's a Plum native. He went to West Virginia. But what I also like about him is I think everything really started exploding with him when he did this. When he did the Pat McAfee show in Pittsburgh, it was tremendous. It was one star after another. What I love about him, and he's genuine, he's himself, and I give him all the props. I just think he's done a great job. I really do.
Well said. Well said. I respect your opinion. Who's Gooser? Is that a wrestler? Who are we talking about here, Linus?
Yes. He's one of the champions there, and you know, had the belt on, and they were arguing, but Pat McAfee got in there, and boy, he gave him a run for his money. As we know, it's not the real deal, but he did a good job getting in there and wrestling with him, and I loved it. I really did.
Thank you, sir, for your heartfelt opinion. Limits, let's go to the next call, shall we?
All right, let's go to Sick in Mount Washington. He also wants to talk about McAfee.
What's going on, Starkey, big fan? Hey, I wanted to weigh in. I'm with Limit. I think watching McAfee every day, 12 to 2, hearing his takes on the sheriff, Peyton Manning, the GOAT, Adam Vinatieri, Jeff Saturday. He's got Darius Butler on there. I just think he's great for building football. And if you only see him on WWE, he's not going to be your cup of tea. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Wait, you can't go now. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Joe.
Well, let's talk about it for a minute here. So you're a fan. Maybe I haven't seen enough of the show. Maybe that's
it. Well,
you're
on during his time, too, from 12 to 2, which I completely guess.
Well, I know, but they run
his real personality on the show.
Yeah, they run it all day, though. I mean, if I wanted to watch it, I would. Did you ever think it would get this big with him, where you tune into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and there he is, not only running a press conference, but doing the WWE-style intros for the actual participants? Could you have imagined this?
A great point. It was too over the top, I'll give you that. That doesn't take away from my feeling of McAfee. He got asked to do it, probably just like he gets asked to do that thing in the Indiana Pacers game where he riles up the crowd. Like, he's not probably campaigning to be at the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby needed views. It needed something. So if they're going to fuse the WWE and draw that crowd into baseball, I get it.
Fair enough.
I think that's what he was there to do.
Fair enough, my friend.
To you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy.
Goodbye.
What a nice man
he is. I'm enjoying hearing about that part of it. Do you have anybody on a different topic? One of the other eight ones I brought up, Limits.
Yes, we do. As John and Coreopolis would like to talk about Mario potentially coming back.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Anything Mario is connected with Pittsburgh is a good thing.
Okay.
You know, buying back the group.
Yeah. And when you say good thing, what do you think is going to happen that's not happening already?
I have no idea. But when his name's in front of it, it looks good to me.
Yeah, I hear that. And that's how I started. That was my first point. And the reverse of that is alienating him, which is the first thing you don't want to do if you're buying the Penguins. So that was a mistake by them. I'm not sure that David Morehouse won't be the most influential guy in that group. And I wonder about how he would get along with Kyle Dubas. And I thought
it was a Burkle. I'm sorry.
Well, Burkle financially for sure, but I'm talking day-to-day operations. And let's not forget that this group, it ended real poorly with the hiring of Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, right?
Oh, yes, I understand that. But they're not going to get away from these contracts.
What do you mean?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is he still there, Limits? What
he's there. All John, right.
Yeah,
you okay?
I'm clear. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, what's his name, Letang and all these guys.
Yeah, no, that's kind of my point, is that everybody's stuck. They have entered a process that nobody, not even Mario, is going to be able to speed up. Having said that, of course, for the vibe and for the hockey acumen, and because we live in Pittsburgh, we love Mario Lemieux. And you actually said it well. Anything he's attached to, you want that.
Yeah,
I get that. I just have a lot of questions about that group coming back.
Fair enough.
They mostly revolve around Morehouse. Next.
Alice would like to talk about O'Neill Cruz.
Hello, Alice.
Hi, I'm still driving to work. I called like a half hour ago. I am still driving to work.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys? I love listening to you.
We
usually work at this time, so I'm a nurse, so I don't get to listen to you too often.
To answer your question, I'm anxious and scared, but that's normal. That's every day.
That's every day, Alice.
How are you? She asked about you as well.
I'm doing pretty good.
You're entertaining.
I'm doing well.
You guys are entertaining.
Thank you.
And I learn a lot from you. O'Neill Cruz.
Speaking of your work as a nurse, I have a quick question. How do you identify,
sure,
is there another way to identify a tick bite other than the bullseye around it? Because I'm worried about a bite on my ankle.
Pretty much that's it. The bullseye. And how are you feeling right now? When did it happen?
Feeling faint, anxious, scared, things like that.
Again, happened. That's every day, Alice.
It happened.
See a doctor.
Well, you are a doctor. At least you're a nurse. Do you make house calls? Can you come to the studio? Somebody's got to check this thing.
No, I'm an OR nurse. Come to the D. I'm an OR nurse.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Alice?
I have a lot of things are on my mind, but O'Neal Cruz was fun to watch. I can watch it still. I've been a Pirate fan since I was 9 years old. My dad took me to my first game at Field, or Field, so that tells you how old I am. But
I love that.
The thing is, it's not going to change right now. It's not going to change as long as Manning owns the team. It is what it is. But I think they're fun to watch. They were until 8 games ago when they started losing. That 6-game stretch was the most fun I've had watching a Pirate game in years since 13. That I can watch it still and be happy for him. He was fun to watch. You could tell that he was really excited. And all the guys around him, like the guy standing on the sidelines, were so excited for him.
They were in awe of the guy. They were in absolute awe of the guy. Where did you grow up, Alice?
I grew up in Manassas in the Mon Valley. And I live in Shaler now. So I've been there for like 30 years. I bought a house 30 years ago.
And you said your dad took you to Forbes Field?
Right. My mother had a doctor's appointment in Oakland, and I still remember this. And she must have been having some kind of procedure that took long enough for a baseball game. And he was a real Pirate fan. And I still remember Bob Prince. But, so we went to a Pirate game. We stopped and got a hot dog, and I remember him taking me to Forbes Field. And the wall is still there. Like, I walk in Oakland every day a few miles, and I walk past that wall all the time, and I still remember the smell of underneath, concession stands were like underneath the bleachers, and it was dirt. It wasn't concrete. I still remember the smell of that.
Man,
so I have
that's
memories with baseball.
I love that with your dad.
I still love the Pirates. I still love watching the Pirates. My dad's been gone for years, and we took him to a baseball game before he passed. He gave me $20 for my sister and I to go get hot dogs and beer and peanuts. That's how long it had been since he'd been to a baseball game, like in person. And so we came back with the hot dogs, beers, and peanuts and gave him change.
I didn't have
the heart to tell him that we spent like almost $100.
Well, thank you for the call, Alice.
Thanks for taking my call. And
of course.
I still will watch them and still be excited for them.
Appreciate it. What a nice lady Alice is, huh?
That was awesome. I do like that the wall is still there, the Forbes Field wall.
So do I. The fact that it was so deep in center field that they stored the pitching machine in center field during the games. Not the machine, the net, whatever it was.
Pretty unique. And the fact that...
I wish I could have gone there, limits to Forbes
me
Field.
Me too.
You know, a movie to watch? I stumbled into it accidentally one night about 10 years ago. That gave me a better feel for Forbes Field than anything I'd ever seen was the original Angels in the Outfield. It's set basically at Forbes Field. I don't know what the movie was about, but go watch it, Limits. Put that on your movie list, too. Do you remember the other one I told you today?
Do you ever get scared watching black and white movies that like have really like poor sound quality to it? I do.
Scared? No.
Yeah, I do.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. It just kind of freaks me out sometimes. Maybe because we have this... HD, good sounding, you know, high quality shows now where there are a lot of good, like when I watch like Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
And
I'm a man who's scared of a lot of things, including tick bites. I'm not scared of black and white movies.
There's like an intense like snowstorm and the sound just sounds like it's, you know, it's just like a screeching sound.
Yeah.
Whenever they have the band playing so loudly.
Does it ruin an old black and white movie when they transform it to color? It ruined The Wizard of Oz for me.
I think it just
depends
on how it looks.
The last time I saw it, I saw it in color and it ruined it.
Yeah, I've seen it in color and I mean, I didn't really watch it in black and white, so
no.
I wouldn't be able to
tell. Were you scared?
But...
Were you scared as a kid of those flying monkeys?
I was scared of the guy that, what was the name of the guy that just popped up at the very end? Oh gosh.
The Wizard.
I guess it would be The Wizard. That tells you how much I've watched The Wizard of Oz and how long ago it was that I watched
Limits,
The Wizard
I have
of
some
Oz.
Good news for
and
you.
And The Wizard was like, he was scary, you know? But then again, I'm scared of heights, and I could even be scared of my own shadow.
Oh, necessary. My God, I freaked out going over. Listen to this. Coming back from the beach, we had to go over the Bay Bridge. You ever been over that?
No.
Right near Annapolis, you know, in Delaware? It's very high. And the problem is you see the people coming back on the other side, how high they are above the water.
Yeah.
And we were coming back on Saturday and I freaked out. I had like an anxiety attack going over the bridge. So I put my arm up so I couldn't see the people going the other way. And
were you driving?
I was driving.
Oh.
Now, that's not the half of it limits. We get over the bridge. I'm over it. All right. I'm like, thank God. Like, anything will be better than that.
I can just imagine your poor wife. Joe, look at the road. Joe, get your hand out.
Well, I made her talk to me.
I'm like,
talk to me. She's like, well, don't worry about this. I said, no, not about this. Just talk to me. So she brought up Paul Skeens.
She walked you through it?
Yeah, until this. We were supposed to go, on my stepson's recommendation, to a place in Annapolis to eat limits. Are you still listening?
I am, yes.
The directions took us off an exit and back over the Bay Bridge.
Oh, how did that happen?
I lost it. I fell apart and I started screaming. And my daughter's friend who was in the car was traumatized. My wife was traumatized. My daughter was yelling, this is so unnecessary. I said, I just barely made it over that. I had an anxiety attack and now I have to go over it twice more in the next 10 minutes. And that's what I did. And we somehow survived.
I can imagine the Starkey car. Oh no, Susie, we have to go back over the bridge. Oh no,
I'm like,
I can't take it, Ballsy, please, somebody help me.
What are we doing here? We just went over this. All right.
Texter, the first half of Wizard of Oz in Kansas was purposely filmed in black and white. When she gets to the land of Oz, they use the new color. That was new to cinema at the time. Thank you, Brian from Hopewell, for that.
No, I would swear that the first time I watched it, it was all in black and white. But maybe Brian is a cinematic expert, and I appreciate his input.
I don't know.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.